We're going to take our medicine today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, this is the prophet Isaiah. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. I had a vision and saw him just for a moment. And it was a faith vision. I was preaching in Little Rock, Arkansas for Happy and Jeannie Caldwell. And I woke up at 4 o'clock that morning, just wide awake. And I didn't raise up in the bed. I just did like that. And there was Jesus right between the posts of that bed. And he had this big tray of cookies with a frown on his face. I thought, what? He said, have a cookie. Okay. No, your response is, I believe I will. I take it. I have it.
I praise you for it.
And I forgive.
And
he was gone. Well, then my spirit came up in my mind then. I mean, I saw him there just for a fleeting second. And then I saw myself in a party. And then somebody walked up there and said, Brother Copeland, have a cookie. I said, no, thank you. I have one. Where is it? You see, can you see what he was teaching me? I took it. I already have one. Thank you very much. He gave me the six eyes of faith. And it covers the spirit, the soul, and the body, and faith. I believe. I will. That's my soul. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. I forgive. The six eyes of faith. So, now, here we are. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. The Hebrew word there is pain. So you might want to make a note of that. And acquainted with grief. The Hebrew word there is disease. Now, I want to read that to you from the Classic Amplified in verse 3. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. I wanted to get that to you. Healed and made whole. Now, let's go back to the King James, and I'll show you something then in the 9th verse. And made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. My cross reference number 1 says deaths, plural. That's correct. The curse is threefold. Spiritual death, which is separation from God.
sickness and disease and poverty. The blessing is threefold. Spiritual life. He's given us life the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Healing, health, healing and good health and prosperity. Prosperity of the body and the physical life. Prosperity of the mind, the will, and the emotions, and prosperity in your spirit being, glory to God. And you can continue to train and develop your born-again human spirit. I wish we had time, we'd get over into that. But the first thing of that is put the Word of God first place in your life, and then understand the need for corresponding action. Now, in the King James, it just uses the word works. But now in the Weymouth translation of the New Testament, and it was out of print for many years, but our ministry put it back into print. It is excellent. And if you'd like to have it, you know, just contact KCM, and we have them. It's Kenneth Copeland Publications. And instead of works, it uses the word corresponding action.
Yes.
Action that corresponds to your faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Lord said through him, you show me your faith, I'll show you my action. Amen. Corresponding to what you believe. So, now let's go back to this. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Now, the 8th chapter of Matthew, please. Look at that 12th verse. The children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, now, his name is Cornelius. You find that out in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. There was only one centurion there. He was a major officer in the Roman army. And he was commander of that whole area. And he was the crucifixion commander. He's the same one that built the synagogue in Capernaum. That had the servant that was sick unto death. Now, Jesus is so easy. They said, they told him about him. He said, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion said, no, I am not important enough for you to even come under my roof. I'm a soldier under authority. I tell a man to go and he goes. I tell one to come and he comes. I tell him, do this, do that. You speak the word only and my servant will be healed. You remember Jesus' response? I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. How do you think that must have made his staff feel? Well, they knew it. They understood it. Go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. It's done. And when Jesus came into Peter's house. He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And Dr. Luke called it a great fever. So this, she was sick unto death. This was something in the order of like typhoid or something like that. Great fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now look at it. that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He bore our sicknesses, and there's no need for us to bear them. Amen. It's been fulfilled, folks. It's fulfilled. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I believe it's passed away. Has faith passed away? It's fulfilled. How could it pass away when it's been fulfilled? That passed away doctrine passed away. Now, there's probably churches, you know, that preach that today, but I haven't been around them. Now, I heard a man, a good man, outstanding man. It's an example I want you to hear, because there's things that have come out of the curse of the law that should never been preached. And he got all excited and said, God will break your leg to prove to you he can heal it. Well, that just kind of jumped out of his mouth, I'm quite sure. But it comes from spending too much time in something that's been preached incompletely. So let's complete it today. Now, it's been fulfilled, right? So let's go over to the book of Deuteronomy. The problem with this, people begin to preach the blessing and the curse of the law in this 28th chapter. But let me tell you, it actually starts in the 27th, and it goes in the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. Well, I just got directions from the Lord. I've never preached it this way, but we're going to go to chapter 30 and then back up. Because it really explains it here. Let's go to the 30th chapter and look at the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now look, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave to Him. For He is thy life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land and the Lord sware unto the fathers Abraham, Isaac, Jacob to give them. He did all of this to demonstrate to them, I've placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life, you dummy. You don't want any of that cursing. He wasn't out to curse anybody. But people take little bits of that and say, see there, he'll give you fever, he'll give you the flu, he'll give you the consumption. And no. That was under the curse. This was before the blood of Jesus. This is only the covenant of circumcision. It hadn't been fulfilled. This is preparing that. And so, I'll show you now. Let's go to the 27th chapter. Verse 9. Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. They'd had a covenant with him for years, but they had been away for 400 years. And they had to have recurrent training. They had to have a simulator, and that's what this was, so they could see a demonstration. So now notice this. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes which I command this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Well, Jesus is of the tribe of Judah, so that's where we are. We're on the blessed side. Did you notice that? Hallelujah. Knowing that Jesus would be of the tribe of Judah. David is of the tribe of Judah. The Apostle Paul is of the tribe of Benjamin. So he's on that side. These shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. Now, two different mountains. So what is it now? Gerizim is the blessing mountain. Ebal is the curse mountain. All right, let's look at a picture of it. There they are. Look at the blessing mountain. Look at the curse mountain. It's bald. Check it out. It's mostly alkaline. Nothing grows on it. Look at Gerizim. See the difference in the two mountains? They were all down there where Shechem is now. That they were all in the middle there. And so Moses had... Listen, we're talking about a couple of million people here. They can make a lot of noise. This was show and tell. Responsive shouting. The Levites would say it and they'd say, yes, amen. Then they'd bless and yes, amen. They'd curse, yes, amen. And bless, yes, amen. Now you can read the 28th chapter and understand what was happening. So let's turn over there then. No, wait a minute. Something else I want to do here. I want to go to the place. Now Jesus, third chapter of Galatians, was made a curse for us. I'll show you the type of that in Joshua chapter 8. The fifth book of the first covenant, verse 23, the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. Verse 25, and all that they fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. Verse 27, only the cattle and the spoil of the city Israel took for a prey unto themselves according to the word of the Lord which he commanded Joshua. Joshua burned Ai and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city and raise thereupon a great heap of stones that remain to this day. Now come down to the 33rd verse. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark that side, and the priests and the Levites which bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born of them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses and the servant of the Lord commanded before, that they shall bless the people of Israel. And after he read all the words of this law, the blessings and the cursings, all that is written in the book of the law, and there was not a word of all Moses commanded, which Joshua read before all the congregation of Israel with the women and the little ones and the strangers were conversing among them. That's the type of Jesus hanging on the tree. So let's go to the third chapter of the book of Galatians, please. Now, if there ever was a faith book, it's this little letter to the church at Galatia. The third chapter. Look how many times faith is used in there. The second verse, this only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works of the law, or by hearing of faith. So foolish, having been in the spirit, you're now made perfect by the flesh, have you suffered so many things in vain? Verse 5, he therefore that ministers you the spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now you therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached. The scripture preached. You see that? The scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as of the works of the law are under the curse. Now you know what he's talking about. That goes to that. That's what that refers to. So, for as many, and you go on. Now, come on down. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And now you see the king of Ai hanging on that tree. And they stood up there and did it again. One on one mountain and one on the other, half of the tribes. Impressing these people. Keep what God said. Do what he said. You don't want to be over there on that old alkaline, old beat up old mountain where nothing grows. You want to be over here on this wonderful mountain where it's lush. Amen. And you ask Christians today, what did Jesus redeem us from? Sin, I guess. Well, yeah. No. He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
My name is Gene Zocco. I'm originally from Crookston, Minnesota, but I lived in Fargo, North Dakota for about 40-some years. When I was 18 years old, in a sporting accident, I think they were freight trains, but they were dressed in football uniforms. The coach always said to me, you run like the wind, but you got to stay by the sidelines to step out of bounds. Then you're free. However, some of the other players didn't comprehend this part of the game. So I stepped out one time, and two of them, they railroaded me. They just crushed me. And I'm 74 now, been having back problems for many, many years. Went to see a doctor, and he says, you look like you've been in a bad car accident. They did the MRI. But today, I knew I was going to be healed, but I thought the first day of this meet I'd be healed. So I showed up disappointed, but I showed up the second time. I said, Lord, I know you're going to heal me. This time when I showed up, a lady in a wheelchair says, come here a minute. I want to pray for you. I said, okay. And she prayed a healing for me. I thought, wow. And I prayed. I said, Lord, this girl needs a healing more than I do. But when Kenneth Copeland started speaking, I just felt the terrible pain in my back. It multiplied like. And then it went down into my hips and went down into my legs and down. Went out the bottom of my feet. And I went, yeah, that'll work. But I've been trusting God for this healing. And I knew it was going to show up. I had a shirt made that says, so. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
So! And I've been redeemed and healed.
enemy may be telling you, you can't live through this disease. You'll be dealing with this pain forever. But that's a lie. God's word says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, so you can live long and strong. With the MB3 disc, be made whole, live long, live healthy, renew your faith, and rejuvenate your life. These three messages by Gloria Copeland are also available on digital download. Learn how you can receive your wholeness, why walking in love is important to your health, and how the authority you have as a born-again believer frees you from sickness. Walk in the blessing that Jesus bought and paid for you to have. Take hold of the Word of God. Speak the truth over your body, your mind, the situation, and your family. Jesus is your healer. He wants you to be made whole.
Hello, I'm Larry Ward. God wants you blessed in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. When you live in the blessing of the Lord, you have access to His spiritual life, His healing, and prosperity. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have selected a teaching series to help you develop your faith to receive your healing from God. It's called Be Made Whole, and it is taught by Ms. Gloria. The power of God is present to heal you because His Word is active and alive. This teaching will give you boldness to believe and trust God. If there are areas in your life that are not functioning right, the Lord can make you whole. Listen to these messages every day until you know without a shadow of a doubt that God wants you entire and complete in Him. Learn what belongs to you through Christ as a child of the living God. Then take hold of those promises by faith and be made whole. To receive your free copy on MP3 disc or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. Before we go today, I want to pray for you. Father, the complete healing and the complete wholeness be made manifest in our partners and friends today, according to your love, according to your promises, and according to your word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.